Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter at eRadio Sports. Right now, we're going one-on-one with Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist. So we were talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves. Let's transition right now. Let's talk about the Lakers with the number two pick. Of course, they hit the jackpot. What does this ultimately mean for the Lakers?
Oh, it's a gigantic thing. As crushing as it was for the Knicks fan to go from 2 to 4, it was just the opposite for the Laker fan. They saw their team go from 4 to 2. And so they're going to get whoever, you know, if it's not going to be Okafor, it'll be Towns. If it's not Towns, it's going to be Okafor. And that's a huge building block for them. You know, they're in a situation now where they've got to transition, you know, very soon out of the Kobe Bryant era. He's almost done. You got to rebuild. You got to go with young players. They have Julius Randle, who broke his leg last year, obviously, in the opener. But he's a guy who people like. You're going to get another premium big here. We'll see how great they turn out, one of these guys. So for the rebuilding, that's a huge, huge, it was a big-time night for the Lakers, probably the best night of the season when you look at it, because they lost so much. They had their worst record since they moved out to L.A. over 50 years ago, Alyssa. So, no, this was a banner night for the Lakers. And all Laker fans, they got to be very, very happy that they're going to get a big, big player in this draft.
Okay, a lot of miles on Kobe Bryant. He's going to be, what, returning for his 20th season. What do you think the Lakers will look like when he returns? And, you know, Mitch, how much does he have left in the tank?
Oh, he's got a full tank.
In his
Don't
mind.
Worry about his tank. It's his injury problem.
Okay. Not,
listen, you know, we all love Kobe.
Of course.
The competitor, take no prisoners attitude, demanding on teammates, just ask Dwight Howard about that. You know, Kobe is that. I'm not worried about, you know, if he'll have a full tank. Can the guy stay healthy? And the last couple of years, he hasn't been able to. I don't know what to expect from him. I mean, Achilles stuff and the shoulder. I mean, knee, it's just been awful for him. So I hope he can stay healthy in these last, you know, the last year he plays, whenever his career is going to be over. But I, you know, I'm not going to sit here and guarantee anything about him. But you know, if he's healthy and he's on the court, he's going to give it all he has.
Okay, let's transition. Let's talk about the Knicks. They fall to the fourth pick overall in the 2015 NBA draft. What kind of options do you think they'll have with that pick?
Well, it was a bad night. It was the worst night that they had. They've had a lot of bad nights this season. And first of all, let's reestablish something. Going into the last 3 or 4 games, they had the worst record in the league. Now, the lottery is a lottery. There's a lot of luck involved, but there are things you can control. And in their case, what they could have controlled was they shouldn't have won. They won 2 big road games at Orlando and Atlanta. And by winning those games, Alyssa, they allowed Minnesota to go ahead of them for the worst record. And, of course, when you have the worst record, you have the best chance. And that 25%. Versus the Knicks having less than 20% for the number one pick. You know what? That's what happens. So they not only don't get 1 or 2, they go down to 4. You know, a lot of people are like, well, there's Okafor, there's Crosby and Townsend, and there's D'Angelo Russell, the Ohio State guard. And then they start talking about Moutier, who a lot of people don't really know about. It, you know, didn't play a lot. He played in China, but he didn't play here. And, you know, he didn't play against, wasn't easily scouted like a college kid. I think Phil Jackson, first of all, Phil Jackson wasn't on the scene, and that was poor on his part because, you know what, it doesn't look like he's very engaged at this moment, and that's what Knicks fans, I think, are most mad about with Phil. It's just like he's kind of removed from the situation. He's supposed to be rebuilding this team. He's the face of the franchise. But anyway, now he's got to figure out what to do. I think he's going to try to package and move that pick. Don't ask me how he's going to package it. He doesn't have a lot to offer, but I think Phil's going to look at trying to get maybe a veteran in, move that pick for maybe a veteran, and then use free agency to get some more veteran players and try to rebuild that way. I just don't think of Phil, you know, how many years is Phil going to be here? Is he going to want to bring in a rookie at number 4 and then try to develop this guy when Phil probably doesn't even know if he wants to do this beyond another year or two? So, look, this was just an awful lottery night for them. Knicks fans, I mean, I feel your pain. They were just traumatized by this whole deal when Steve Mills was sitting up there and Mark Tatum, the deputy commissioner, opens up the envelope, and there's the Knicks logo at 4. John, you know, falling all the way from 2 to 4 was just the worst-case scenario for him. And so I think Phil's probably going to look at it as like, well, we probably got to move and trade, and he's going to have to do something creative. And you know what? Who knows if Phil has it in him, because right now all of his moves have been pretty bad.
Well, I have to say, I mean, Knicks fans right now going through this just season of humility. But what would Phil Jackson need to do to help him be viewed and have that perception of him being the Zen master again, Mitch?
Get Marcus Gasol in free agency. Get LaMarcus Aldridge. Make a big splash. Go get a big-time star. That's what he'd have to do. I mean, look, if he's going to set the sights on Greg Monroe, no disrespect, but you know what? You or I could offer Greg Monroe overpaying to come to New York, and he'll come. What Phil has to do is he has to go out there, and he has to really get some stars. He has to go in and show people in New York again that, you know what, I can do more than just coach. That, you know, he's a first-time executive, so you don't know if he can do it. But, you know, so far he's put down some moves here. The Tyson Chandler trade, giving up on J.R. Smith and Shumpert, not getting much back, helping Cleveland out. I mean, you know, like I like to say, Alyssa, the only good move Phil has made is sign on for $60 million.
And that only benefits himself. Hey, Mitch Lawrence has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Mitch, have a great weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you real soon, okay?
Thanks. I enjoyed it, Alyssa.
Thank you. You bet. Much more NBA talk coming your way right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close and join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. We will be right back with much, much more.